Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, Have the Qualifications Changed for Strata Licensing in New South Wales, was created by the Australian College of Professionals on Thursday the 8th of December 2022.
About the new qualifications order. Now, it came into play on the 18th of November. And it's really the main focus of it. There's a few changes in there, but the main focus in there is about strata. And, you know, I'm really excited. So we now have as a registered training organisation, we've had the new strata qualification ready to go, but Fair Trading within the qualifications order have identified what units are required. So that's really helpful. We as a college will be launching the new strata qualification, still called the Certificate for in Strata Community Management. It's got a new number to it. It's got a 21 at the end of it, so we know it's the new one. And even though it is 22, but it is because the actual qualification has been around for a while. We've just been waiting for the new qualifications order. So there's five new units now for the people starting in the strata industry. So we have that identified and we will be running that, offering that as of the new year. So that's exciting. Also, what's super relevant, and I've mentioned it to quite a number of strata agents already, about time. So if you're going for a Class 1 licence, up until now, so for the last 2.5 years since we got the new qualification order in March 2020, it was to get that Class 1 licence, you needed to do the Diploma of Property in Agency Management. And that was fine, and that's fine for people in real estate, but it was really, really focused on property. And there is a special stream. So it's the same qualification. It's still the Diploma of Property Agency Management hyphen strata. So the same 7 core units, but there's 5 units specifically there for strata. So, which is really, really, really good that, strata agents now working their way from a Class 2 licence to a Class 1 licence in New South Wales will have 5 units that are absolutely dedicated to what you guys do from a practical implementation perspective on a daily basis. So, again, we will be offering that. We're all ready to roll with that. And those new 5 strata units are ready to go. We will be offering that as of the new year. So that's really exciting as well. And the last part about, which isn't from the qualifications order, but it would be remiss of me not to talk about it whilst we're talking about strata and training. If you hold, and now I want to talk about CPD this time. This is a new requirement for this year. So if you hold a real estate license and a strata license, you are required, and you can see this on the Fair Trading website under the CPD activities part on the CPD page, on the Fair Trading website, that if you hold both a real estate license and a strata license, you need to do compulsory CPD for both categories of license. Now, some of the compulsory topics overlap. So say you were doing compulsory real estate CPD training, the 3 topics are privacy, cybersecurity, and contracts, if you're doing that through our college. Now, we've chosen from the list of compulsory topics set by Fair Trading, because some of them we did last year as well in our elective. So we've chosen the 3 that are new for our students. Now, if you were doing the CPD compulsory for strata, we're offering cyber, privacy, and the Community Lands Management Act. So you don't need to redo those 2 topics that you've already done if you've done the strata CPD or the real estate compulsory CPD. You just need to do that 1 extra aspect of it. So it's 1 hour online. But I know that sounds all really confusing and everybody needs to talk it through and hear it for themselves. So if you want to talk that through, all the team here are well and truly able to assist you and able to log you in for just that 1 hour online session that will make sure that you are compliant. So if you're a real estate and strata Class 2 agent, you're going to be doing 7 hours, licensed agent. If you are a Class 1 real estate and strata, you're going to be doing 10 rather than the 9. You've got to do that extra little bit. So make sure that you are compliant. And, of course, you've got until the 22nd of March to get that done.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.